Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, September 10th, 2019. On this day in 2002, Switzerland, traditionally a neutral country, became a full member of the United Nations. The new week began with general traffic chaos in Berlin. The reason being was a technical malfunction of the S-Bahn on the first real rainy day in many weeks, when thousands of cyclists switched to public transport. Company spokeswoman Sandra Speaker told the Berliner Zeitung that a computer problem had occurred in the control center of the DB Netz in Hallensee, the most important coordination center for train traffic for Deutsche Bahn and the Berlin S-Bahn. As a result, an electronic signal box near the main station failed. In the control center of the railway, there are dispatchers who are something like air traffic controllers who set all points and monitor and control train traffic. During the morning rush hour, no trains could travel on the busy route between Friedrichstrasse and Tiergarten, and there were massive train cancellations around the main station because four lines, the S3, 5, 7, and 9, were stopped between Friedrichstrasse and Zoologischer Garten. Shortly after 10 a.m., the S-Bahn did announce that the S3 and S9 were back on regular service, and from 11, the S5 was back in operation. Berlin Stadtbahn, which is more than 11 kilometers long and stretches from Ostbahnhof via Alexanderplatz, Friedrichstrasse, Hauptbahnhof, and Zoologischer Garten to Charlottenburg Station. There are four tracks there, two for regional and long-distance trains, and two for suburban trains. In 2018, for example, about 230,000 passengers traveled daily on the S-Bahn between Friedrichstrasse and Hackischer Markt. Today, there will be further disruptions, but not to the S-Bahn, but affecting regional and long-distance trains. Construction work is scheduled on the Hauptbahnhof from September 10th to October 14th, and there will be closures between the Charlottenburg, Zoologischer Garten, and Hauptbahnhof stations. A broad alliance of the health industry consisting of hospitals, trade unions, health insurance funds, doctors, and nurses have addressed the House of Representatives in an open letter and urgently demanded more investment in the healthcare locations. Mark Schreiner, managing director of the Berlin Hospital Association, stated, quote, "An investment offensive in the city's hospitals is needed. The proven need amounts to 3.5 billion euro for the coming 10 years. The current budget of the state of Berlin provides for investments of 175 million euros in 2020 and 200 million in 2021. However, the healthcare industry is convinced that these funds will not be sufficient to maintain the current level. Schreiner went on to say that 250 million is needed to maintain the existing infrastructure alone, adding, quote, "With the funding sums set out in the draft budget, we will certainly not be able to create a hospital development that reflects the needs of the city." According to reporting, the House of Representatives must absolutely increase the investment funds for hospitals, as demanded by the alliance. Christian Frieser, managing director of the Berlin DRK Clinic, commented, quote, "This is not some wishful thinking, but a legal claim." 22-year-old Hong Kong activist Joshua Wong confirmed yesterday that he was en route to Berlin. Wong had been accused of violating his bail conditions and arrested at Hong Kong airport on Sunday morning before his planned departure. Wong had already been arrested for several hours at the end of August and released on bail. He and his colleague Agnes Chow were both accused of having encouraged others to participate in an illegal meeting in the Chinese Special Administrative Zone on June 21st and of having taken part themselves. Wong is also responsible for organizing the demonstration. Since June 9th, there have been protests in the financial metropolis, often ending with clashes between a small part of the demonstrators and the police. The protest movement fears an increasing influence of the Chinese government on Hong Kong, and the demonstrators are also demanding an independent investigation into police violence occurring during the protests. Wong attended a party on the roof garden restaurant of the Bundestag yesterday. Following the serious car accident in Mitte, police are now investigating for negligent homicide. Shortly after the accident, an expert was commissioned and, per reporting in the Morgenpost, the medical records of the 42-year-old driver, who is currently seriously injured in the hospital, could play a role. According to local residents, the driver of the Porsche SUV had passed the stationary traffic at the lights on Invalidenstrasse at high speed in the oncoming lane and had entered the sidewalk. The sports utility vehicle broke a traffic light mast and several bollards, broke through a construction fence, and only came to a halt on a building site. A dashcam video published by the station NTV seems to corroborate the witnesses, as a dark SUV can be seen overtaking waiting cars and traveling in the opposite lane through the intersection of Invalidenstrasse and Ackerstrasse. How fast the car was traveling cannot be estimated in the short scene, and the accident itself cannot be seen as the video stops beforehand. In the wake of the tragic accident, heated discussions between the public, politicians, and automobile and driving organizations regarding whether or not SUVs and other large vehicles should be prohibited in the city are occurring. Berlin Briefing will continue to report on this story as more details become available. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.